In 4IQ mobile. You, Kevin? You're just barely making it, over. Yeah, I can hear all the words now, I guess.
Yeah, I picked up the coax. I need to get the beam up on the tower, but I haven't done it yet. I'm too weak. I'll go ahead and drop it, let me know.
I'm getting you pretty good. There's a lot of noise, but I hear you. I can make it out 100%.
All right, Ben. How are you doing this morning? I take it you're headed over to Humane Society?
It's not the Humane Society. It's Greenville County Shelter. It's called Animal Care.
I had a messed up. Well, I'm sitting here down here fighting N1MM and Windows 10, trying to keep the 590s. That's wrong, or that on the internet it says people have found. Scratching my head on this one.
I got most of that. Well, I'm sure you'll figure it out. I don't have any experience using those files. I just use the internal voice recorders that are in the radio, which there's four of them, and for a contest, I'll just program those. I only have to change two of them because I always keep the other two always the same. And then I just use cat commands to control it. I really like that. It works really well. And no distortion or, RF issues or anything like that.
But I like to configure the function keys and 1MM a little bit different.
I'm sure you'll figure it out. It's 90% of getting those problems solved is just persistence, and you might find somebody who's got experience with it. Go up on N1MM reflector and just mention that, and I bet you'll get a reply back within a short period telling you what to do. I've always had good luck doing that. There's so many people out on there, and there's so much experience. All right, you have a great day. I appreciate the call this morning. And I mentioned you were busy when we left the meeting, but I want to tell you I enjoyed the program. And also, again, thank you for these microkeyers. So probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I'll start working on that, getting the computers set up. For the trip. All right, 73's to you, N4IQ.